This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the lovely but snowed in climes of somewhere deep outside the heart of Detroit, Michigan, he is the director. His name is Rick Ector. How's it going, sir?
Hey, man. Personally, ideologically, emotionally, I am doing fine. However, I was quite surprised when I woke up early this morning and saw all of this white stuff on the ground, man. It's like, it's been a steady stream of snow, man. And I'm like so over winter right now. I really am. This is still January, man. January, I swear to God, must be the longest month of the year. It's dreary, man, but I'm coping.
We could write a song about that, couldn't we?
what we're going to entitle it? I Hate January Because of the Snow?
The title of the song could just be Gloom. And
you know what? I always, whenever I commiserate about the snow here, I have to remind myself that you're in another area of the country and you guys don't have this annual battle against the elephant.
Listen, in this area where I live, if a dusting of snow hits the ground, everything is shut down. And people, you would think that they were driving in the Arctic because they get out there and they're either barely crawling or they're acting the fool or something. And every loaf of bread is gone. Every gallon of milk is gone. What's the other thing? Milk, eggs.
Milk, eggs, butter, maybe sugar, bread.
It's milk, eggs, and bread. So, and I don't know what that's going to do because if you lose power, I don't know what eggs are going to do. You don't have to worry about keeping
them. Man, you know what? I hope you didn't jinx me, man, because that would be like the worst right now to be under this deluge of snow and not to have power. And you know what? Weird things happen, man. I am knocking on wood and anything else around here that nothing like that happens.
Well, I would imagine that in Detroit, they have figured that whole power not going out thing already by now. That would be my hope.
No, man. No. We're still susceptible to being deluged by snow. We have freezing rain. They call it ice storms. You know, power lines can go down and tree branches fall and take down lines. I mean, you know, it's the one consolation that we have that, okay, snow and ice, right? But see, here's the thing. I have to count my blessings because we know that we don't have tornadoes. We don't have mudslides. We don't have alligators, or anything like, but we do have an occasional tornado, right? Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we have tornadoes and ice and sleet and snow. And yeah, so it's kind of like pick your poison, man.
It is. Yeah. So.
I just want you to know every time I come on, I'm always wondering, am I going to get him? And I got you again, man.
Well, I mean, you just made me think about this. So in what happens in Detroit when it snows? Does Detroit shut down, or do you guys just keep going along?
Man, we keep it rolling, man. There was this one deluge that we had a few years back, man, and even for Detroit or Michigan, we got like an extraordinary amount of snow. It's kind of like the snowfall that'll hit you overnight. We must have had like maybe 12, 13, 14 inches of snow. I mean, we got slammed in like a 24-hour period. And the administration, they had said, well, no, we're not going to plow the street. We never plow the street. This is Detroit. This is Michigan, right? But see, he was not taking into account that this was so bad. I mean, it's even bad for our standards.
Right.
You couldn't drive cars down the street. It was a public safety emergency because police cars couldn't get into the street. EMS couldn't get into the street. So yeah, it was bigger than snow. It's like all the things that go along with it. And of course, you know, people had power outages. So yeah, it was a big mess, but, our mayor heard from the people, and he quickly changed his tune, and he underwent an unprecedented effort to marshal a lot of contractors to go out and just start plowing and pushing that white stuff out the street, and they'd figure out how to pay everybody later. So, yeah it was a big mess.
Okay. Well, I wondered about that. I mean, when I lived in Europe, right, It started snowing in the first winter I was there. I got there in September. It started snowing in September, and it snowed every day until March from then on.
September to March.
Yeah.
Wow.
They don't miss a beat. They don't slow down a mile per hour. The Germans in the 80s, now I don't know about now, but in the 80s, like on a two-lane road, if you were passing a car on the snow, doing 100 miles an hour, and you were coming up on another car, and there was a car beside you, the two on the outsides of you would simply widen, just barely wide enough for your car to poke through. Nobody panics. Everybody survives. They even, like for the road markers, they had a agency who their whole job was to make sure that this side facing this lane was clean. So on both sides, they would go up and down the street, making sure that those sides were clean. And then they had another team coming down on the opposite side, making sure the same marker, mm-hmm. but they were only wiping one side.
Okay. So. Well, that makes a lot of sense. They have a system and it works, and people are still able to zoom down those Autobahn. They don't have the Autobahn, do they?
Well, they had the Autobahn. I don't know if they still have the Autobahn, but what, I mean, like going through town where you would think, like going through downtown Detroit, in Europe, you could do that in some cases, doing almost 50, 60 miles an hour.
Okay, well, good, man. They're keeping it moving. They're keeping it moving.
Yeah.
So I guess you're wondering what we're going to talk about today, right?
The thought did occur to me.
You know, as I am a firearms instructor and you do an awful amount of training on guns, whether we're talking about reviews, tactics, and the like, man, I'm going to switch it up just a little bit. We're not going to talk about guns, man. We're going to talk about another device that can be used offensively, or dare I say, some people even trained to use it defensively. What device am I thinking about today?
Well, I don't want anybody to think that I guessed this correctly just by that, but it's something we've never talked about that Rick brings to the forefront. We're going to talk about knife attacks when we get back, because we're coming up on the first break. And now, if you would be so kind, well-timed, if you would be so kind, tell them how to find Rick Ector, the director.
I am Rick Ector, director of the National Rifle Association. I'm on the board of directors. I can be found at Legally Armed in Detroit. My handle on most social media sites is Detroit CCW. Whether it is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or even, dare I say, IMDb. And, of course, you can find me every week here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
Every week. Every time we do this, I get another listing on IMDb. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back. This is Locked and Loaded, and we are speaking with the director, that being Rick Ector. So, Night.
Man, I was watching TV not too long ago, man, matter of days, and I caught a movie I had not seen in years, man. I saw, get this, West Side Story. Do you remember West Side Story?
You don't. Okay, so one of the stars of West Side Story, Russ Tamblyn.
Okay,
is a cousin of mine.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, file that under trivia. Yet one other thing that I am amazed to know about Bill Frazier.
Well, this, see, you know, if we were to roll up on Russ Tamblyn, go out, I'd be like, "Hey, cuz, remember me?" He'd be like, "No clue who you are, pal, because we've never met." But he is from my mother's side of the family. Yeah.
Oh man! So then you must have seen the movie more than a few times. So
yeah,
what were
hit? Way back there in the back? But they're always fighting with switchblades. They always and then they do beautiful dance choreography while they try to rip each other's guts out.
Yes, that's the great thing about musicals. You never know when a song is going to break out and they're going to start dancing with knives.
Yeah.
For fun, for giggles, man. What were the names of the two gangs in that movie?
That I don't remember. What was it?
Ha! I've stumped the great Bill Frazier.
You have.
They were the Sharks and the Jets.
Okay.
So much for movie trivia, man. But as I was thinking about topics to talk about today, man, you know what? For all the discussions we do about guns, whether defending yourself with guns or, you know, bad guys out there with guns looking to attack us with guns, well, there are other devices that bad guys can use to create a threat to our personal safety, man. And once you take firearms off the table, immediately knives comes immediately to mind. Can you guesstimate, or if you already know, but you know what? We got to make it fun, man.
Yeah.
Can you guess in this country how many deaths are attributed to criminal misuse of knives in the United States?
I would say between 15 and 1700.
You are amazing. I would have never guessed it unless I looked it up, man. Roughly 1600 deaths per year are caused by the criminal use of a knife by a bad guy to go out here and do evil, man. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, when you look at all the ways that we can go or someone can try to take us out of this world, man, it's not up there in the United States. However, in countries that do not have a Second Amendment, knives and homicides created by knives is very high, man. You know what? Let's make this fun, man. Look, I actually pulled out the numbers off the interwebs, man.
Okay.
For make it interesting, name me a country, 1, 2, 3, that would be in the top 5 for knife homicides. Just 1 out of 5.
UK.
UK is up there, man, but they didn't make the top 5.
Oh.
I'm gonna eliminate all the guessing because I don't want you to spend too much time coming up with different locales in this world. Different guesses, man. Brazil comes in at number 1 with 9,885 homicides by a knife. South Africa, 9,424. And India, believe it or not, this surprised me, 3rd place with 8,931. And I got this raw data from this website called the Global Health Data Exchange. Apparently, they are a clearinghouse of information as it relates to violence affected by a knife, man. But let me tell you this. Well, let me make this interactive, man. I love the interactivity that we have between ourselves.
Yes.
In general, from the bad guy's perspective, that is somebody that wants to do evil for crime, profit, or some other reason that defies good sense, logic, and good manners, what are the advantages of a knife for a bad guy?
Well, they're very portable. They don't make any noise.
Very portable. Okay. Don't make any noise.
Most of your bad guy thugs, there aren't any, you know, you're not going to find any guys with polio probably holding somebody up. So they're probably in pretty good condition. Young men, right? Young fellas. So getting in close to somebody, getting in close proximity with that, when they're going to be doing some stabs or some shivs or what do you call it, that's always to their advantage when they're able to get that tight. Plus, they're able to hurt you and at the same time rob you, and then they're off. And I don't know what the actual, I would presume they would call that assault with a deadly weapon.
It's still a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
It's still a deadly weapon, man. And you know what?
But I mean, most places are not knife free. That's the other thing. Most places don't have a sign with a bar going through it. So no knives allowed.
You know what? They really ought to, man, because knives are potentially hazardous in the hands of someone who's decently adept at employing it for evil, man.
Right.
Some of the things that I came up with for advantages of having a knife from a bad guy's perspective, why bad guys actually like knives, one, is that they're relatively affordable, man. Knives don't really cost a whole lot of money. I mean, you could get the so-called I'm going to create a term using your terminology.
Yeah.
You could get a Gucci knife, right?
Yeah.
You got my play on your Gucci gun term, right?
Yep, I do.
They're reasonably affordable. I mean, you could go with a high-end knife or you get something fairly cheap.
I don't know.
It all works.
Some of these knives, I mean, like a Gucci knife would be like one of those made out of Damascus steel. You know, that crazy patina they come with and everything. And yeah, I would probably just, you know, steal a knife off of out of a steak knife set if I was going to be doing some crime with it.
Man, I hate washing dishes. No, steak knives are only for cutting steaks in this household.
Okay.
In addition, hey, man, they're widely available. You know what? You can't, like, just buy a gun at any retail store that exists in this country. But guess what? You can get a knife just about anywhere, man.
Anywhere.
And guess what? There's no license required.
Nope.
Also, knives, from a bad guy's perspective, they're very concealable. And yes, dare I say, they meet the threshold for being lethal. Yes.
Hang on. Yeah. Hang on right there, if you will. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, the director. I'm a director from the National Rifle Association. I'm a firearms instructor from Detroit, Michigan. You can catch me always on Bill Frady's Lock and Load every week. You can also catch me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and even IMDb.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
U.S.
USA News update. Senator Lindsey Graham advocating for a change in the law that shields social media companies from lawsuits. Group of senators questioning tech CEOs about the issue of sexual exploitation of children. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified that much has been done.
Over the last 8 years, we've built more than 30 different tools, resources, and features that parents can set time limits for their teens using our apps, see who they're following, or if they report someone for bullying.
Graham expressed dissatisfaction with providing blanket liability protection to social media companies. Continued Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. and British warships in the Red Sea are likely. Houthi militants in Yemen, stating their opposition to perceived aggression by the U.S. and Britain, have expressed their intention to continue with the attacks. Former President Trump is considering hiring a new lawyer to appeal the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Rick Ector, the director. We're talking about knives. Let's get into the meat. What are we doing talking about knives as gunfighters?
Man, we were still talking about the advantages from the bad guy's perspective who wishes to do evil. We've already talked about them being affordable, widely available, no license required. They're highly concealable. You mentioned, of course, that they create no noise to draw attention, and that they are, yes, indeed, highly portable. I still have a few of them left. You want to take a stab? Oh, get this. Did you get the pun? You want to take a stab at another one?
Yes, I got the pun while I was grimacing in the pain.
Was it that bad?
You know, I've never been stabbed, and I don't know what it would feel like to be stabbed. I'm not really interested in finding out.
I'm guessing it's going to be painful.
Me too. And to that end, yes, I do grimace. What were the other things that you wanted me to? What were you?
Hey man, I'm gonna give you another crack at it, man. Give me another one.
Another what?
Advantage from a bad guy's perspective of using a knife.
I would imagine they're easy to lose. You know, like if you're running down the street and everything and you throw it down like in a storm drain, it's probably going to get swept away.
They
don't weigh that much.
Can, They're easily disposable if you need to get rid of the evidence. And also, too, I thought you also said easy to use. Yes,
yeah.
They are incredibly easy to use. Trust me when I tell you that if you go to buy a knife, it will not come with an instruction manual. It's pretty fairly intuitive. It's relatively long and sharp, and your objective is either to stab or slash. I mean, one way or another, this is the way that you're going to get the business done. And, of course, with that stabbing or slashing, yes, it's potentially lethal. Also, too, a knife, like a firearm in the hands of a bad guy, can trigger a fear reflex in a victim. You know, they could see this device being used as a weapon against them, and they might dissipate any response in terms of actually defending themselves. And yes, you can do multiple strikes with a knife. No reloads required. It just depends on how much in shape you are and how many thrusts you can manage to engage in. Assuming, of course. What's that?
Well, I mean, that's just the presumption being that you don't know how to fight with a knife. If you're one of these Filipino guys that has studied knife fighting, those guys will shred you up. They will cut you coming and going.
You know what? And that's good that you actually mentioned that, because that tidbit of information is going to come in handy in a few moments. What might you guess would be two disadvantages of using a knife?
Well, it's close.
You've got to be close. Yeah. That's number one. It's got to be close.
Two, if it isn't close. And, well, let's get away from the close part. Let's go back to something else. So the knife wounds normally are not fatal immediately.
Okay.
You're going to bleed.
You're going to bleed to death.
Right. But that takes a while. It might take 4 minutes, depending on where you stabbed. Plus, you have bones that you got to get around. Sometimes you stab somebody like in the chest or something, you're going to hit a bone. Got a breastplate over the heart. So, and like I said, unless you're one of those guys that are trained and you know exactly what to do. So as far as it being a fatality weapon, it can be, but it's not going to be instantaneous. It's not going to cause so much shock trauma that you're going to be able to incapacitate somebody, unless you start doing a bunch of sawing, but then you've got to hold on to them and do that at the same time. And if you're by yourself, there's probably going to be some protesting going on during that time.
This is the point where I'm going to ask you for your opinion.
Sure.
What do you think about this plethora of videos and information and books that are out there with regards to knife disarms? How effective do you think a knife disarm is going to be against a very committed bad guy whose intent is to stick you or stab you with a knife?
Well, the very best thing anybody could do in a knife fight is try to run away. If you're going to go after someone and they've got a knife, then you have to turn, when you're putting your arm forward, you got to put the back of your arm forward because you got arteries on the inside of your arm. And if you don't know that, you get sliced. Well, now you're back to that exsanguination thing that might come along. If you're going to disarm somebody with a knife, it's not going to be like it is with Steven Seagal. You're going to get a few nicks.
Going to get a few nicks, a few cuts. There will probably be some blood involved.
Yep.
Some of it is probably going to be yours. And we've already discussed the fact that depending on where you are stuck or stabbed, it could be exceedingly critical.
Yeah.
On the order of a few minutes before you get some trained personnel who can at least stem the tide. Ooh, another pun. Did you get that one? Stem the tide and the flow of blood gushing forth from your body. Hopefully I'm not being too descriptive here.
No.
But, it reminds me of a story. I was talking with an ex of mine, and she, during the time that I've known her, she was very, really against guns, and she just had this mental thing about guns. She thought that people that had guns where they weren't, you know, like real tough guys, you know, they just weren't willing to just knuckle up with an adversary who's trying to attack you and just fight. But that whole perception of hers was all based on knives being used by bad guys to hurt innocent victims, man. Right. And you know what? My whole thing about the story that she shared with me is that she was with her current, well, now husband, they're married now, but they were out and about and they got involved into a fender bender with a couple of individuals, and they were, in her words, they were scary, man. This one guy had tattoos all over his face. I don't know if you've seen these guys, but he had tattoos all over his face, and apparently they got into a fender bender, and the guy got out and started just kicking and like tearing up his car, man, like took a knife and started scratching all the paint off of it. And my ex's current, well, now husband, he took his gun out of his waistband and put it into the cup holder because he was going to deal with this guy that was wielding this knife, and he was going to, in his mind, handle business.
Hand-to-hand, right?
Hand-to-hand combat with a guy, a crazed guy with a knife.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one guess as to what happened.
I'm not going to give you the guess because I don't have time to give you a guess. I'll give you the guess when we get into the next in the next segment. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, the director from the National Rifle Association. I'm on the board of directors. I can be found on the internet, the interwebs. I can be found as Detroit CCW. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, IMDb with Bill Frady.
Yep, we'll get to that in just a minute. The what do I think happened with that one? I have a and. One thing I'll say before we go into the break, the reason hand-to-hand combat exists is because it was developed by a group of people that weren't allowed to have weapons, but you can bet when they were trying to learn how to fight with the empty hand, if somebody could have given them a sword, they'd been like, well, now we're talking. We'll be right.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Rick Ector, the director. Do you know what the word karate means in translation?
You know what? I have never known what it translated to. What is that, Chinese?
No, it's Japanese.
Well, Japanese. I never knew what it translated into.
It's actually two words, kara and te, but it means empty hand.
Okay.
So when somebody went, so you were talking about this, your ex's husband who's going to ditch the gun and get out and go hand to hand, Marquis of Queensberry rules, right?
Yeah. He apparently has this, it's a paradox, man. He sees the utility of having a gun for personal protection.
Right.
But when confronted with a knife-wielding attacker, he thought that he would leave the gun in the car and try to resolve the issue without the gun. I mean, yes, and I get it from a personal protection standpoint, depending on where you live in this country. If you're safe in your vehicle and the only thing you have to contend with is a crazed guy with a knife, then you know what? You probably are better served if you stay in the vehicle. And I actually mentioned that to my friend, and you know what? I suggested it to her, but under the circumstances, you know, her husband felt it to be imperative for him to exit the vehicle and go address this guy that was mutilating his vehicle.
Well,
right?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, you're an instructor, right? You probably deal with more legal minds than I do. If somebody comes at my vehicle with a knife and I exit the vehicle to deal with him, I have unnecessarily escalated the situation, haven't I?
Yes, you have. And as I was explaining to her, should have stayed in the vehicle. Yes, that car was getting mangled. It was getting scratched. It was being damaged. But you know what? You can actually get a car fixed. And if you can't total it out, that's why we have insurance. And yeah, under a current attack, a call to 911, even in Detroit, will probably get the police there in a fairly short period of time due to the fact that it's an ongoing crime, right?
Right.
So, yeah, they would have been best served if they best stayed in the car. But for whatever reason, Mr. Hero got out of the car and he's trying to contend with this crazed guy with the knife. And you know what? He got stabbed several times. As a matter of fact, he's lucky to still be here. This guy was very skilled in this knife and came dangerously close to knifing him under his arm, which was obviously a target area by this bad guy with the knife. And here's the irony of it all. The irony of it all is that he probably would have been killed to death had not an innocent bystander who happened to see this attack unfold drew his lawfully carried firearm, his gun, and held him at gunpoint until the police got there. It's full of irony. Full of irony.
Yeah.
But yes. And that convinced my friend to actually do away with her bad thoughts about guns and to actually take a class. Her very thoughts that she shared with me in the class was that the idea that she could watch her loved one be killed right in front of her by a knife-wielding psycho, she knew right then and there that she needed a gun not only to protect herself, but if necessary, to protect her husband. But, yeah. That story, you know, I wince when I recount it, and as I relive my friend telling me about all of the details. But yeah, if someone is going to produce a knife, yes, you very astutely said that you want to make sure that you create some distance between you and that knife-wielding bad guy. And the best way to get distance between you and that bad guy is to do what?
Well, I would punch him in it. I'd stick a finger in his eye.
The Three Stooges defense. Yes, sir.
Well, that's, that's also the Bruce Lee defense. I mean, an eye is, you cannot condition an eye to take an eye poke. You can't.
Yeah.
So that's always a weak spot. Always a weak spot. So I'd go to the eye, and as soon as I've got their eye, and they're both of their hands are on their eye, and I'm back, guns up. Look at my barrel. Do you see my barrel? If you take one more step at that point, well, now it's on.
Oh, yeah. Now it's on at that point. And, you know, like many of your listeners who are law-abiding citizens who in the jurisdictions where necessary, they have a permit to carry, or if they're fortunate enough to live in a constitutional carry state where they don't need to have a permit to carry a gun. Yeah, you have a gun and you can use it for self-defense, but yeah, you have to get away from that guy with that knife trying to hurt you, harm you, stab you, cut you, dare I say, even kill you. You need to get away from that bad guy so that you then would have an opportunity to produce your firearm and use it for self-defense. But yeah, you can't just stand there and draw a gun. If you're drawing a gun and he has a knife and is deployed and he's trying to cut you, guess what? You're going to get cut.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah.
And,
so,
and all of this is relative. If you're in the car and you get out of the car to fight him, well, you're going to get in trouble over that one, especially if you shoot him, aren't you?
Yeah, you are, because there's going to be a ton of people all over the internet who are going to be calling in to all the self-defense shows saying what you should have done instead. And what you should have done instead is to stay in the relative safety of being inside of your vehicle. And, man, let me tell you, I know vehicles are not cheap. He's probably going to ruin and mar your paint job. He's probably going to put quite a few dents in your vehicle. But, yeah, just suffer, grin, and bear it. That stuff can be easily fixed and repaired. And, yeah, the guy in the story I was referencing earlier, yeah, he got cut up pretty badly, and he's lucky to still be here. But he learned a couple of lessons from that incident, and he to my understanding, has resolved one. And here's the thing about a bad situation. There's always a lesson to be learned, right?
Right.
If he's ever attacked inside of his vehicle, the lesson he learned is to stay in his vehicle, right?
You would have.
And of course, right. There's two ways of learning, man. Experience is the mother of all teachers, man. Yeah, if you're inside your vehicle and someone's trying to stab you or otherwise hurt you, and that vehicle actually provides a barrier of safety, stay in there and call the police.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
It's a bitter pill.
You have your gun just in case. If he starts trying to come through the glass, okay, things change. But if he's just trying to mutilate your car, let him mutilate your car.
And this leads me to drawing, man.
Well,
drawing your firearm.
We got about a minute and 15 seconds left.
Minute and 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Just with respect to drawing your firearm should be seamless. It should be something that you should be able to do quickly without too much effort. And yeah, last week we were talking about not being in warm environments when you're out here in the snow. And if this type of incident was to occur like right now in the city of Detroit, when I literally have snow all over my front porch, yeah, you're probably going to need some time to get access to your gun, and you're going to need to remove those garments from your draw. You definitely have to draw fast, quickly, confidently, and correctly. How much time we got left?
You got about 15 seconds.
15 seconds. I'll catch you on the other end, and we're going to talk a little bit
Out of time. We're out of time. You didn't know that. That was just that fast, wasn't it?
Lightning fast.
Lightning fast. But we will do part two next week, no doubt about it, because we barely scratched the surface. Tell everybody how to find you one more time.
I am Rick Ector, the director. I can be found at Legally Armed in Detroit, Detroit CCW. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and with my buddy on IMDb.
There you go. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Man, that went quick.
It did. It did. When you're having some fun, things like that.
All right, man. Catch you next week.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
extend your life with Extendover.